ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is episode 4, actually. Yeah, is it? Yeah, 3? Man, I can't even remember now.
Yeah, you've been on the road, man.
I can't even remember now, bro. But in any case, whatever episode number is going to be there, that doesn't really matter. This is Not Your Day Job Podcast back again.
Yeah.
And this time, I have a new guest, Mr. Eric Watson, or what is your actual like stage name? What are you going by just to make sure we get it right?
Oh, I'm going by Wild Watts.
Wild Watts. Okay, Wild Watts. So not Eric, Wild Watts. That's the name. That's a stage name. Know the name.
Yeah, yeah.
So what do you define yourself as? So what are you? You know, singer, songwriter, like I know we were talking about kind of you wear different hats, you know, you do different things. So
right.
What do you define yourself as? Like, what if someone asks what you do, what do you do?
Well, I'm a singer, songwriter, but mainly I'm just singer, straight entertainer.
Dope, man. Right. Okay, that's dope. How long you been at it?
I've been at it for since I was like 18 years old. Music's been around my family and my whole entire life, so it's something in my blood, something that I feel like I was destined to do, you know.
Yeah,
yeah. So
okay, so like what kind of inspired you? Were there any like artists growing up that mainly I guess made you want to be like, yeah, I have to be a singer? Like this is like what artists inspired you, or what inspired you to want to be a singer and an entertainer?
Well, Michael Jackson was always a huge influence, you know, how he, you know, hit the moonwalk, and he was always, you know, that smooth criminal, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's very, very talented. But my number one like huge people in my life was actually my mother. I grew up watching my mom play the piano, sing, and then my grandmother, she was singing, and she always had a passion for the piano as well. My father, you know, he's a guitarist, like ranked number 3 in Vegas. So, you know, just being surrounded by music and growing up in a church, it was just like something that, you know, that always inspired me every Sunday, you know, to see my mom play and go forth. That was one thing. It was like, yo, like, I got to do this. It's like, it's everywhere. And it's like, it keeps hitting me in my face. So it's kind of like, I feel like that's something that was destined, you know, so.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Man, there's a lot of great singers over time, i.e. people like, you know, Whitney Houston. A lot of people did grow up like singing in the church.
Right.
It's like a normal thing.
Right.
Like I keep hearing, you know, like a broken record. A lot of people end up singing like in the church and really finding their own there at that time. Mm-hmm. So far, like, I mean, have you put out any albums out yet, or are you mainly focused on doing singles? I know nowadays everything is like streaming media, so things right. have changed. So
right.
albums aren't like as important as kind of like they used to be, in my opinion.
Yeah, correct.
So are you just kind of right now just kind of putting out singles, seeing what hits, what the people want, or are you working on an album? What are you up to right now?
Well, right now I've been focusing on a few singles. I got one single that I packaged up, and then so let's go back. So I'm actually working on an album, okay? And the album is called World Vibrations, where I go, you know, it's basically going to take you on a journey, you know, the album.
Gotcha.
So what I've been doing is focusing on single after single after single after single, you know? So at the end of the day, when I package everything up, I have like the best of the best, and I can, you know, express my artistry throughout the board. So as far as like my R&B records, my pop records, my EDM records, my hip hop records, you know, I can package them all up and take you on an amazing journey. So I've been focused more on singles, you know, right now. When I get everything together how I want it to be, which is like we pretty much there now, and we'll put it out that way, single, and then full project.
Dope.
And take you on that journey, you know.
Nice.
Right.
So you said it was called World Vibrations, correct?
Yeah, World Vibrations.
So what was like the inspiration behind the name World Vibrations? Is like very global, like, so what inspired you to kind of go with that name? Like what kind what should we expect off of that album?
Well, I gained the inspiration, like, how do I place it? Well, World Vibrations is, like, when you think about world, you think about different cultures and different types of music and, you know, how people express themselves. And, you know, the world is, like, built of different energies and different personalities and different moods, you know? And then, like, taking it from me being an artist, like, I'm talented in, like, multiple areas. And I didn't really want to be, like, in a box and just come out with an R&B project or just come out with, a straight hip-hop project. I wanted to be able to express my artistry and take it full circle. So World Vibrations is basically, like, two hip-hop records, you know, the strong American hip-hop records, two R&B records, and then infuse it and then cross over to the Latin, you know, culture and do, like, two R&B and Latin influenced records.
Okay.
And then cross over to the EDM, which is, like, world music, you know.
Gotcha.
It's more of a vibe and a feeling than it is lyrical content.
Gotcha.
So I wanted to, put together two of those songs and just take it full circle. So therefore, I can reach the world, you know what I'm saying? And vibrations, like, music is made of vibrations. So, and it's more of a feeling than, you know. So that's how I built everything.
Gotcha. Yeah. I see that you definitely mentioned, like, a Latin music influence and stuff like that. So
Right. Have
you been around a lot of areas where Latin music is that, like, what places have you been around that kind of gave you that musical feel? I hear that a lot of musicians travel to different places
Right. To
kind of get that feeling and get that vibe.
Right.
So, like, what places have you gone to kind of be inspired for?
Well, I haven't been to any, like, domestic areas, but, you know, in my past, I dated, you know, a couple, you know, Spanish women.
Yeah, we know. We've been friends for a long, long time.
And,
well, yes.
You know, so I've dated a couple, you know, Spanish women, and they actually, you know, me being an artist, they exposed me to multiple different things, like, as far as, like, the food, you know, the musical arrangements that they, you know, are familiar with. And,
yeah.
You know, I've grown to love that music, you know, so I would sit down, vibe with it. I might not understand stuff, like, that much when it comes to, you know, everything, but I would, you know, sit down and examine it, and I just fell in love with that genre. So I was like, you know what, let me add this to the World Vibrations, and then I figured I would, you know, package it up and see what the world, see if they like it, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like the record was pretty dope, and the people around me, I let them hear it.
Gotcha.
And they was like, you know, it's pretty tough, man, you know, you need to put this out. So, so you know, I haven't really been to any, you know, domestic places, but Florida, you know, is.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of Latin influence down here, especially Right. Orlando down in Miami. So
Right. For
sure, you can get a lot of that down here.
Right.
I want to switch gears to.
Okay.
Also talking about music promotion and stuff nowadays. So, you know, nowadays, you know, things are different. Again, as I was mentioning before, like, streaming media, the whole game has changed. And so how do you, I guess, promote yourself? How do you interact with your fans? Like, what platforms do you use to kind of interact with your fans and, like, promote your music and kind of have them kind of see into your world and keep up with you? So what do you use, like, as far as social media goes?
Well, I use Instagram a lot, and I use Facebook a lot, you know, because, you know, Facebook is kind of moving, but, you know, Instagram, I kind of like it, you know, that's, like, my go-to, you know. I use it, you know, network and, you know, reach out to my different fans and see what they like, you know, and then once I posted on Instagram, it pretty much spreads to all my other social medias, since they got that, you know, it's compatible to do that, you know. So I just stick mainly to Instagram, you know.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what do you like about, I guess, using Instagram? Because I see a lot of people are using Instagram now.
Mm-hmm.
I see a lot of artists, obviously. most notably of recent time, a lot of people look at people like 6ix9ine, and of course he's been going through a couple legal things going on that won't need to speak on, but he was kind of the hottest person out at the time, yeah, music wise. I mean, and I feel like his following was definitely through like Instagram. So, right. Going back to that, do you feel like Instagram is the main place that like artists need to be, or do you think still going to places like Facebook, even YouTube, mm-hmm. are still viable? Like, I've seen some people just say, I don't even go to YouTube anymore. They just stay on Instagram. So,
me personally, I Instagram is the way to go, because, you know, Instagram feels more personable, you know, okay. like you can interact with people a whole lot smoother, and it's like more genuine. So, mm-hmm. for example, like when I want to go live and then reach out and say, hey, you guys, what do you think about this? Or, you know, like we out here vibing in the studio, you know, this new sound, you know, what y'all think? You know, you go live real quick, it's right there, boom, you know. You got people popping up on the live, listening, tuning in. And they like, yo, that vibe's really dope. Like, mm-hmm. keep building. I love it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Instagram allows you to do that. So does Facebook, but I feel like Instagram has the juice. Okay. I mean, as far as, you know, personally.
Gotcha.
And what works for me, you know.
Okay. Yeah. So being that you've been at it for many years now, mm-hmm. What would you say so far has been kind of your biggest challenge being a singer and an entertainer? Like, what has been your challenge along that journey?
Honestly, like the challenges is when you have a talent and you work at it for some time and you have a lot of other, you know, artists that's doing the same thing. Going, it's really not like what's, how do you explain it? Like, it's. I mean, that, I don't know, man. Like, I just...
Well, I mean, what do you feel like you learned over time that you needed to do for yourself, mm-hmm. to kind of help yourself get to the next level? Like, we all start out in something, mm-hmm. and either it's because we stopped too quickly, or it's because we didn't network hard enough, mm-hmm. or it's because we just didn't put in enough of the hard work. We thought we were working hard, but nah, there was another level that we need to do. Like, mm-hmm. like what was that thing that said, okay, for me to gain more popularity, to have the world hear my music, then I'm going to need to do X, Y, and Z. So what was that switch point? Like, what did you do to say, okay, this is what I got to do to kind of kick it in the gear that I didn't really know maybe years before?
Just the whole social media thing. Like, I was on social media a lot, you know, pushing my music. But as, you know, social media advanced, then I figured out, like, yo, okay, well, I've been doing music for a while. I've been putting it up on, you know, Facebook, Instagram, you know, Twitter. And I've been gaining followers and gaining fans, but it's kind of like, okay, cool. Same people, you know, reaching more fans as I go, but it's kind of like slow pace. And then when I seen like Facebook had the little boost button, you know, you can promote and put money behind your mm-hmm. stuff, and I seen that it started moving places, and I was like, okay, well, shoot, this is what I need to do. And they start purchasing more advertising space, and you know, I just need to start, you know, researching more more outlets that I can get to expose my music in different places. I started doing that more. Then I realized, like, okay, well, you know, let me see if I can get into some of these award ceremonies and network and politic a little bit mm-hmm. more. So it seemed kind of far-fetched, like, in my head. But when I started actually doing my research and looking up, like, okay, how do I get in the BT Awards? Like, how do I get more involved? Once I went out there for the first time, like, 3 years ago, I figured out, like, yo, this is, like, it's kind of smooth, it's kind of easy, you know, stack my bread a little bit more and try to do it the next year. And I did it, you know what I'm saying? And I actually was able to make it on TV and get on a McDonald's commercial.
Dope.
And it was, I was like, yo, like, this is what I gotta do. I gotta like stack my bread, put it behind advertising, gain fans. When I gain fans, I'm gonna end up running into more influential people that I can network with, politic with, and, you know, and get further. And I started doing that and just speeding up the process and putting more money. And I ended up like, you know, gotcha, getting somewhere, you know?
So for you, it was like staying consistent with right. social media. And then, you know, on top of that, networking. It's kind of like both those things in tandem
right.
were kind of like the key thing to kind of push mm-hmm. that forward.
Right.
Cool.
Yeah.
So now I like to also go on like, add a little fun to it as well,
right.
instead of just sticking to like this, like, hey, you know, just about you exactly. But I think for me, I'm curious, and I know that, you know, we've heard this multiple times
mm-hmm.
from many other people talking about this on the internet, and this is kind of old now,
right.
but I definitely want to get your opinion on it.
Right. And
so regarding R&B singers, who you feel like of the modern day, which I would say is in the last 10 years of us living here mm-hmm. on Earth, that who do you think in the last 10 years going back to now, with, let's just say 2010 at least,
mm-hmm.
Is the king of R&B now?
The king of R&B?
Who right now holds the crown? Not of all time, but of current generation, let's just say 10-year stretch.
Bro, to be honest with you,
mm-hmm.
like, I feel like Tank is that dude.
You feel like Tank?
Bro, Tank is that, bro.
That's not even the ones that people put on their, like, top five list.
Hey, bro, look, let me tell you something.
That's crazy.
Like, Tank, bro, you got to think about it, man. Like, me, I'm looking at it from a perspective of, like, okay, this man an artist, this man a writer. He amazing producer, like this dude all around the board. Like if you look up this dude rap sheet
mm-hmm.
and what he's done in the industry, like bruh, that dude, I feel like he been the king, bruh. But I mean, you know.
So you're not basing it off of just like album sales and numbers. I'm just like all over my words. you're more focused on kind of all around what a person contributes themselves to the game of, you know, being in the music industry.
Right.
So, okay, I can understand from that perspective, you think that he is probably, I guess, king of last 10 years because he's been putting in all this work.
I mean,
whether it's him singing or whether it's he producing, whether he's got you. Okay,
right.
I get what you're saying.
You know,
I get what you're saying.
Because you got amazing singers, you know, like,
yeah.
like, you know, Jacquees and mm-hmm. Trey Songz and you know, you got those cats, but then you have like amazing writers behind them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you got a songwriter and then you got the artist. The artist doing this thing, singing them vocals, you know what I'm saying? Just killing mm-hmm. the game, you know, providing amazing experiences as far as the concerts go. But then you have the person that wrote that record, which is like the Tanks.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So you have like a guy like Tank who will write something
mm-hmm.
amazing, have you in your feelings, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then get out there and give you an amazing experience, an amazing show,
yeah.
you know? And it's like, yo, you know, all he needed was just to walk in the studio and turn the equipment on and put the music arrangement on and then boom,
yeah.
hit record. You know,
gotcha.
That's how I feel. But you know,
most people out here say that would be Chris Brown.
Man,
because they say if you look by the numbers and what he's able to do, they
right.
think he arguably, compared to other people as far as dance and stage performance, he dances better than 90% of the people in this class of the last 10
yeah,
years.
True.
He has produced more top five hits than probably most people in this class last 10 years.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's right. That's
and
right.
yeah, he's had some controversy on him of late.
True.
You know, praying for him and anybody
yeah.
involved. And
right.
and I see that he
and just leave him alone, man, you know.
Yeah. But yeah. I think a lot of people look at him and say, like, just the work that he's put in
mm-hmm.
over the last 10 years, if we ranked up albums, number ones, sales.
Oh, yeah. Oh, by far, yeah. You
then
know, Chris Brown, yeah, I give it to him. Chris Brown, you know, he the, you know, I feel like, you know, he the king of R&B. But
now, I'm not saying that he's out here producing other people and stuff. And I don't know. I'm not that familiar with R&B, but he may not be as maybe producing as much as maybe Tank is. Maybe he's not the producer that Tank is. However, he may be the better stage performer.
Yeah.
And overall marketable person right. than Tank is.
Yeah, true. I mean, Chris Brown, I give it to him, man. Like, Chris Brown, you know, he that dude. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Because, you know, singing and how hard that dude worked, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, that dude will moonwalk the hell out your ass.
Yeah.
He'll cut a rug real quick, you know. So, like, I mean, I give it to him. You know, Chris Brown, you know, he's definitely, like, top two, you know.
Right. Now, I know a lot of people will put in a man that I don't really name a lot, but a lot of people do not want to put him in any categories anymore because of a lot of things he has under his belt. But I know people can't deny that he got hit after hit after hit after hit, but yet at what kind of cost to people.
Oh yeah.
Some people are just like, yeah, I don't have that on my playlist anymore. And some people stick up for him. Right. However, regardless, my question to you is, you being younger, obviously, than that man and being in this industry. So how do you feel about like the climate of the music industry today? Because now we're finding out that back in the day, certain people who we thought were like grown, like women with these men in the industry, they were like 16 possibly and allegedly.
Oh,
like allegedly, Foxy Brown was maybe 16, 17 when she was on Jay-Z's first album. Like allegedly, Lil Kim was only 16, 17 when she did that little cover. I think it was for Source magazine.
So
when you look at the music industry and especially like the hip hop R&B industry specifically, seems like a lot of adults in the room saying, oh, that's cool. So like, how do you feel like the industry is today? Like since then, like has things changed a lot? Like, how do you feel about the climate?
I feel like everything's probably chilled out a little bit more because, you know, back then, they didn't really have all that social media, like, boom, right, in your face. Like, I feel like if the music industry was so cut out like that, like it was back in the day, a lot of people wouldn't, you know, be, like, for example, like, you know, you have a female who can sing, who can write, who can dance, you know, give you amazing performance, but somebody won't put her on because of they won't stuff, you know, in return, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like just foolishness. So I feel like in today's time, it ain't gonna cut it because of how social media is, you know.
Gotcha.
All it takes is one voice and it's a rap, you know. So I feel like everything compared to the past, like, has chilled out. Or I hope it has anyway, you know.
Yeah.
You know, but me personally, I always stay out of, you know, I stay out of people's way. And, you know, I try to...
Yeah, just focus on yourself.
Right,
doing
bro.
Doing what you got to do.
Right, bro. Because nowadays, bro, you can't even breathe the wrong way. You breathe the wrong way if you want
to. Oh, yeah, they have you out on Twitter.
He said
quick.
That.
Quick. Yeah. Facts. Have you memed up something? Right. You don't, man.
You hear what Wild Wild said? He said...
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
Right.
I just breathe hard.
I just breathe hard. Yo, that's how it be sometimes, man. It's just a crazy, crazy world out there.
Yeah.
Well, switching back to like you and your music and everything that you into. So what are your goals going into this new year? You know, it's January now. So we got a lot of time in this year left. So what are your goals as Wild Watts for 2019?
Well, I want both the singles. My goal is to have both the singles I'm about to release, one before the Grammys and one right after the Grammys. I want both those singles to be, like, going. I mean, like, like killing the radios, you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
You know, that's what I hope for, that's what I pray for. But overall, I just want to be successful, man, and be able to, you know, take care of my fam and, you know, take care of my little niece and my mom, or my grandmother and my, you know, my little niece, gotcha, my sister. That's pretty much what I want to do. I want to just take care of everybody, my family.
Gotcha.
And be able to give back, you know. So I want to make sure my music is dope, put it out, make sure it's hitting all the radios, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Beating the streets.
Gotcha.
And, you know, I want to be able to, you know, reach the world, heal the world, get them an escape from life, from their job, you know.
Nice.
I want to be that, you know, it ain't no I want to be, is I'm going to be the king of R&B.
Yeah, there you go. Speaking into existence. Oh, I bro, see you.
Hey, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Like, all the other R&B singers, they've been getting off, you know, they've been getting off pretty slick.
Oh, okay.
Like, okay. Like the Jacquees, you know, Jacquees, he been getting off pretty smooth. Cause, you
sound
know,
like you putting out a challenge.
Oh,
bro. Sound like you.
Oh, bro.
Sound like shots fired. That's what's. Oh.
But yeah, man, like, you know, Jacquees, he dope.
Someone,
man.
Someone gonna tag this to Jacquees.
Hey, listen, but look, but for real though, like, you know, Jacquees, he pretty dope, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. Like, if he hit me up right now, I'd be like, yo, let's work, you know? But, you know, at the end of the day, music, I look at music like the old school way. It's like, you know, when rappers started rapping, it was like, you know, we all cool, but when that record button hit,
I feel you.
I'm trying to take your head
rap
off, is
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's all love at the end of the day.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, I'm going to out rhyme you, you know, at the end of the day. And then when you hear my rhymes, you're like, yo, that dude, he kind of did me on that record. Hold on. Wait. Mm-hmm. Let me cook up something. You cook up something, you fire back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, we entertainers. So,
right.
So they like, yo, you hear what Wild Wild said?
Yeah.
You know? Oh, boom. You hear what Jacquees said? That note.
Yeah.
Oh, he hit that note? Okay, I got something for that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
boom.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? But like, everybody, Jacquees had a nerve to say, oh, I'm the king of R&B. Okay, you the king of R&B for now.
Okay.
When my single come out, oh boy.
All right, then we're gonna see. Which brings me, you know, which brings me into this.
It's funny competition, you know. You know, ain't no love, you know.
Yeah.
You know. Well, it is love, but you know, ain't no love on the record.
I got you. Well, before we head out, I also ask people, like, you know, going through your whole career so far, wherever you are in your career, it's like, do you have any advice to other musicians who are young, like you, just starting to really get out there, trying to find a voice and things of that nature? So do you have any advice for new singers and entertainers coming up in the industry?
Yes, I do. Well, as far as other artists and entertainers, like, I feel like I should say, like, you know, if you feel like this is what your calling is, man, just go hard at it. No matter how, it don't matter who tell you you can't do it, try it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if one door is shut, there's always another door that's gonna open. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
It's always an escape. So whatever it is that you're doing, if you playing basketball, if you singing, if you rapping, or if you in gymnastics, or you're a dancer, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you feel like that's what you want to do, and that's what you're going to do for the rest of your life, you know, and that's what's going to feed you at the end of the day, go hard at it. It don't matter what nobody say. Don't listen to nobody. Because at the end of the day, like, you know, how do I put this? My mother, you know, God rest in peace, you know, my mom.
Rest in peace, yeah.
Yeah, man, like, my mom always said, like, you know, God will give you whatever you desire, you know. He give you your heart's desires. So if you really desire, you know, to be a singer, you know, you put in work and you pray about it. You leave it on the table, you know. You leave it there and you just keep focusing and then just keep grinding. And, you know, it might not happen then, but it's going to happen if you just keep pushing. You know what I'm saying? They say it's like a little 8-10 year, little golden, you know, time space. But nowadays, bro, like you can blow up overnight if you want to, really.
That's true.
To be honest with
you. That's true.
I would just tell everybody, man, just like keep pushing, keep grinding. It don't matter what they say, man. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter what your friends talking about. You know, your friends might say, oh man, that's whack. If you feel in your heart that's a hit, treat it like a hit. You know what I'm saying? Push that joint like a hit.
Gotcha.
Yo, listen to this. I don't got time. All right, cool. I got you. Well, here's a CD. You know what I'm saying? Play it whenever you got time. When they play that record, if you believe in it, you put that energy behind it, boom, it's going to happen. You know? Look at the Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody talks shit. Next thing you know, pow, dude blew up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like a little pump, you know? All these cats coming out the woodworks, bro.
That's true.
You know, and that's because, you know, they putting that energy behind it. They believe in theyself first. You know,
right.
Once they believe in themselves, bro, and they putting it out there and they saying, yo, man, my shit hot, you know, listen to this.
Right.
And then it spreads, man, you know, so I just say, man, just don't ever give up. Keep pushing, work hard, and work them social medias.
All right. That's dope, man. Now, leading off of, before we get out of here, so where can we find Wild Watts at? And also, is there anybody that you also want to shout out or something like that along this way? Go ahead, you got your time to do that. Go ahead and yell out, what's your social media? Where can we follow Wild Watts? Anybody you want to thank along your journey so far?
Well, you can follow me at Wild Watts on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud, and it's WILDWATTZ. That's on everything, you know, so Facebook, social media, like all that good stuff. And I want to shout out to, you know, my little sister, TT, and my little niece, Candace, and my grandmother, Miss Maureen, you know. So love them to death, man. They the reason why I do this. And all three of my best friends, you know, saying you got Joshine, you got Eddie, you got Mike. And, you know, all the homies back home, you know what I'm saying? Like, I love y'all, and I'm going to do this for y'all, you feel me? So shout out to everybody, man, and shout out to the label Century. You know, that pretty much AB, you know, Mr. Bean, you know.
Okay.
We in here, bro. You know, we going to win. So.
Got you, man. Well, anyway, thank you for dropping through.
Yeah, yeah.
On Not Your Day Job Podcast.
Hey.
Yo, this has been a good episode. We learned a lot. I feel like a lot of people can get a lot of information out of that for sure, to keep pushing for their dreams. Use social media.
Word.
Go out here and grind. Keep pushing. If someone tells you can't do it, you keep doing it.
Amen.
So, yeah, we'll be back. But that's been Not Your Day Job Podcast. Thanks for listening. Peace.